Welcome to the Balance Wellness Solutions Podcast with pharmacist Dr. Courtney Sanfelice, where we will discuss all things related to health and wellness, getting to the root cause of health issues, and learning how to create a balance to obtain all of your wellness goals. Hot topics including CBD, gut health, nutrition, immune boosters, Ayurvedic health, women's health, essential supplements, and so many more. Here's your host, Courtney Sanfelice.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Courtney Sanfelice here. You heard that right. It's the former Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti. I got married this past weekend. Yay. But bringing you the same fun podcast, Balanced Wellness Solutions. So for those of you that are new to this podcast, I'm not your average pharmacist. I work in an independent, family-owned pharmacy, and I take a unique approach to healthcare. Basically, I'm a pharmacist who focuses on wellness, nutrition, and holistic care. I also specialize in supplements to complement certain prescription regimens or even replace prescription medications altogether. That can be quite a task, but I am willing to work with my clients to achieve their personal goals. So this podcast will be an introduction to drug depletion and, of course, how to replenish our bodies. I am very passionate about this topic as a retail pharmacist dispensing medications every day. To be clear, it's not that I don't promote the use of certain medications when necessary. However, I see a lot of overprescribing and so many side effects that come along with it. There are so many people that were never told by their doctors or their pharmacists that for every medication, or pretty much anything that you put in your body, supplements, or even food, that there's always a metabolic interruption. Some are minor, some are life-threatening. My goal today is to make you aware of some of the common problems that come along with some popular medications that most people take on a daily basis. As always, I will give you my weekly disclosure. I always promote the use of prescription medication when deemed necessary for the health of a patient. This podcast is for information to broaden your knowledge on this topic, and you should speak to your doctor before changing anything prescribed by them. Of course, I am available to set up one-on-one consultations for anyone interested. I love to help. So, let's talk turkey and get down to business. It is really frustrating to me when I dispense medications to people, and I know that there's a better and safer alternative for them with less side effects and a better outcome potentially. But people don't really advocate for themselves as they should. They go to the doctor with a problem. They have limited time to ask questions. They leave with a prescription, you know, a quick fix, band-aid, whatever you want to call it, not realizing all of the ramifications of what could possibly happen. It's happened to me before. People trust their doctor, and this is the only answer, and they robotically come to the pharmacy to pick up their prescriptions like their burgers and fries. So what really upsets me is more recently, and it's put me on this journey to help change the course of healthcare, are the conversations that I've had with many physicians and healthcare providers just over the past few months. And to no avail, they all say the same thing to me. They have limited time with patients. They admit to having minimal, if not any, education on nutrition, limited education on just basic supplements that are pretty essential. And the most maddening to me is that they have to follow a protocol when prescribing medications based on age or other health issues that exist. It's frustrating and it's frightening. I feel for these physicians as most of them are so overworked and are controlled by policy, guidelines, and insurance companies. Yes, insurance companies. That's a thing too, but we can save that super controversial topic for another podcast. But this is where I come in. I always, always, always look at the root of what is happening. I love to take the time to get to the bottom of why something is happening and to help people decide their individual path to wellness. Sure, medication helps millions of people cope with clinical symptoms and chronic illnesses every day. If that's working, great, as long as you feel good. But remember that metabolic interruption. Sometimes it's very noticeable having a side effect while taking a certain medication, and it's obvious that it's coming from the medication. It could also be mild, but guess what? It can also be completely silent. That's very scary. So let's take statin medications, for example, a group of common cholesterol medications, Zocor, which is simvastatin, Crestor, rosuvastatin, Lipitor, atorvastatin, just to name a few. I'm sure you've heard of them. I'm sure some of you even take them. This is probably the biggest class of medications that cause drug-induced nutrient depletion. They can potentially cause severe health issues as these medications use our body's source, a natural source of CoQ10, coenzyme Q10. And basically, that enzyme is essential for healthy cardiovascular function. So when you're taking a statin medication, it's being metabolized by the CoQ10, thus depleting our natural source of CoQ10. So some common side effects we see with this is the breakdown of muscle and the cause of muscle pain. That's probably the most common. People will switch around and jump from statin to statin to try and avoid the muscle pain. Sometimes we'll find one that doesn't cause it. Quick fix, it'll work in a dose or two. CoQ10. It's our little secret. Anyway, second side effect that I see a lot of people have is fatigue. They're just tired. They feel sluggish. They feel like they need a nap. Again, not enough CoQ10 going on because it's using your body's natural source. But the scary one is the silent issue. Your heart is not receiving the appropriate amount of CoQ10 to function at its best. So obviously, this can be a major problem with heart function and heart disease. If your body needs CoQ10 to work, for your heart to work properly, and you're using it to metabolize a foreign substance that you're putting in your body, you're creating an imbalance. And thus, it can cause so many more problems than just fixing a cholesterol issue that may be minor, major, or maybe not even an issue at all. A doctor just has to put you on it because it's quote-unquote protocol. It's definitely a big problem in healthcare today, and I hope I can help anybody, if not one person, 1,000 people. Another big one, stomach medications. Proton pump inhibitors, histamine blockers. Drugs like Prilosec, Protonix, Nexium, Prevacid, Pepcid, and the oh-so-famous Zantac that was actually pulled from the market a few years ago in relation to potentially causing cancer. Sounds healthy, huh? But these medications are common. Most of them you can buy over the counter down the stomach aisle. But they deplete the healthy contents of your gut, the good bacteria. They deplete iron and zinc, essential B vitamins, calcium, just to name a few. These things that help us function, our bodies function properly. There's actually a protocol to discontinue these medications because people use them. They're supposed to be for short term and they end up being on them for years and years and decades. And you can actually use some awesome supplements to actually go off of some of these medications. Again, if you want help, reach out to me if you fall in this category of somebody on one of these medications and you just can't seem to get off because of acid reflux or gas bloating. I can help. I do it every day. Antibiotics, they totally disrupt your gut flora and they could lead to lots of GI issues, but not just GI issues. People think just GI issues. I'm talking about issues with brain fog and depression. They can affect your whole immune system, your body's immune response. That's just to name a few. How about women's health? I know a lot of you ladies out there are taking birth control pills or maybe even hormone replacement therapy. You're depleting B vitamins, magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, calcium. Again, these are all necessary nutrients to help your body function properly or even carry a baby. So you see, there's always a reaction when you take action. So to sum up for today, drug-induced nutrient depletion, it's real. It happens with pretty much any kind of medication that you put in your body. It depletes something that your body naturally produces on purpose so that your body functions properly, so that your metabolism functions properly, so that you feel good. So basically, I just want everybody to be aware of this. Every medication you're on, question, research, look up, reach out to me. I set up consultations one-on-one all the time. And it's kind of the unique way I look at both prescriptions and over-the-counter supplements and help create a balance between the two for people that are looking for help. I help people with lifestyle modifications and nutrition and wellness consultations, helping people find balance with family and work and wellness. So find me on my website, Balanced Wellness Solutions, as well as on Facebook, The Wellness Pharma Chick. And you can message me if you want to set up a consultation. And I look forward to hearing from you all. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. There's so much more on this topic. And I will see you next time.
Thanks for listening. Find us on social media, on Facebook at The Wellness Pharma Chick and online at our website, balancedwellnesssolutions.net. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, take care of yourself and be well.